continuing, learn a little bit about modim, as well as the modim derabanan. The Gemara tells us in the third chapter in Masechet Brachot to give us a little bit of an understanding of the significance of modim, and when we hear in the Chazaras Hashatz, the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, the modim, how we also respond by the modim derabanan. Says the Gemara, Hanichnas al beis hachneses umatzah sibur shemispalin. A person enters shul and he notices that they're already in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. So the question is, should I daven right away? And they'll probably, this is the private quiet Shemoneh Esrei, right? And I'll probably still be in the middle of the quiet Shemoneh Esrei when the chazan begins the repetition. Should I do that or should I wait? So the Gemara says that im yochel lahaskil v'ligmor ad shul yagia shatz lamodim yispalel v'im lav al yispalel. He says that if a person is able to time themselves, that they know that the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei may begin and it will continue, but I'll be done with my Shemoneh Esrei before the chazan gets to the paragraph of modim, then you can daven. Otherwise, if there's the chance that the chazan will get up to modim and you're stuck in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, then al yispal, you should not daven. We'll see what halacha tells us with regard to this. But what's the significance about modim? Says Rashi, afal pi shiyachid omer modim, even though an individual can recite modim, im eino omro imatzibur, if this individual does not say modim, modim derabanan, together with the rest of the congregation, haroa es kulam karim, what will everyone see? What will the appearance, the perception be? Everyone else is bowing down, and this one guy over there, v'hu enokar, he's not bowing. Nira kikofer b'mi shechavera mishtachvin lo. Amazing. Even though this person is actually involved davening the Shemoneh Esrei, nonetheless, if that person does not bow down together with the rest of the congregation, it gives the perception as though this person is being a kofer, denying that which everyone else is acknowledging, the oneness of Hashem. And in fact, it's brought down in halacha, the importance of modim, that just as we mentioned, the Mechaber tells us that im nichnas achar kedusha, a person enters and the chazan already finished the kedusha with the congregation, and now they're continuing in the rest of the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei. Im yochel lahaskil v'ligmor kodim shiagia shleach tzibur l'modim yispalel v'im lav al yispalel. Similar to the language of the Gemara. This is actually brought down in halacha. That if a person knows that by reciting the quiet private Shemoneh Esrei, they will not be able to be finished before the repetition, the chazan, gets to the part of modim where everyone else is bowing down together with him, you should not daven. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that this is only in a situation where the time has not elapsed, because a person has a certain amount of time. There's what's called sov zman tefillah, and if you're within that range, or let's say it's mincha time, and it's very close to the shkia, so at that point, then that's already something you're allowed to daven, because if you wait, then you'll end up losing the opportunity to daven altogether. But other than that, a person should really be so concerned to make sure that when they bow down at modim, it's together with everyone else. So the modim, the rabbanon, obviously in halacha has a tremendous, tremendous significance. We mentioned yesterday, what exactly is modim? What are we doing? We're thanking Hashem. We're acknowledging the greatness that Hashem gave us, the opportunity to be able to live and to be able to enjoy the world that we have. It's brought down in the Reed Bar Yakar, that brings down the Gemara and Megillah, and as well as in Vayikra Rabbah, that will usid in the future kol har karbanos batalin. Not exactly sure what this means, but nonetheless, I'll just translate the words. It says in the future, all of the offerings, all the sacrifices will be batal, which literally means they'll be null. That apparently means they will either not be brought or they will not carry the same significance as they used to. However, the carbon todah ainu batal. When it comes to the sacrifice, which is todah, which means the thanksgiving sacrifice, which corresponds to modim, which is called the thanksgiving, thanking Hashem, that is something, says the Gemara, as well as Vayikra Rabbah, einu batal. That's something which will never end. V'im kol hatfilos batelos, that even if it would be so, that all the davening would become null or less important, tefilos hodah einu batelos. When it comes to this paragraph of hodah, of modim, that's something which will never end. And the logic is that even though, let's say, a chatas, a sin offering, so hopefully we'll have elevated ourselves to a different level, that a chatas is not going to be necessary or as necessary. But when it comes to todah, thanking Hashem, that's not going to be something which will ever change. To show our hakaras hatov, our appreciation and gratitude that we have the ability to live, that's something which will continue even in the future. And to conclude with the words of the Avud Raham talks about this idea of the modim derabanan. He says, "Kishagia shatz l'modim v'kaira," when the chazan gets to this section of modim and he himself is bowing down, which is one of the four places in the Shemoneh Esrei we bow, kol ha'am shochin v'omrim hodah katana. Everyone else also will bow down and say also a type of hodah, hodah katana, a smaller version. Umascheles kamo kein b'modim. As we know, it begins with the same word, as the chazan says. They all say the same word in unison, modim. And the question is, why is there a modim derabanan? After all, we don't have an ashrei derabanan. We don't have any other brachos which are called whatever derabanan. Why is it modim that is something which we say together? After all, the Gemara in the second chapter on Kedushin says that there's a principle, the shliach shladam kamoso, that I don't need to necessarily do something. If I have someone that will do something on my behalf to act as my agent, and I'm the principal, that's as though I'm doing it. And that's something which is halakhically bound, that you fulfilled your obligation through the means of a shliach, through an agent. So why is it necessary when it comes to the entire Shemoneh Esrei, the entire petition, you don't have anything, we just listen, we answer amen, and that's good enough. However, when it comes to modim, that's something which we add, that the entire kehil, the entire congregation says, a modim derabanan. Says the Avud Raham, she'ein derech ha'eved, lohodos l'rabo, v'lomer lo adoni ata al yidei shliach. It's not the nature of a servant that when he's praising his master, that he's able to praise him by saying, you are my great master, and to do so through a shliach, through an agent. That's not something which a person should do. Every single person has to accept this yoke of heaven themselves. But having an agent to do so on your behalf, that's not a true Kabbalah. It's in the same way, the way I understand it. Someone did something wrong, and you're too embarrassed to apologize yourself, so you say, can you do me a favor, could you apologize for me? So that person will hear it and say, how is this sincere? They don't even want to come to me personally and to apologize and say they're sorry. So same thing, if a person wants to say thank you, for me to say, oh, could you do me a favor, could you tell that person thank you? Do it yourself. And that's the significance of the modim derabanan, that we are so, it's so important that we have to thank Hashem. It's not allowed to be done al yidei shliach, through an agent. Says the Avud Raham in conclusion, b'shar tevila, when it comes to the rest of the davening, shibakasha, when it's requests, yoch l'tov esrach al yidei shliach. With regard to that, we are allowed to have an agent. However, when it comes to modim, when it comes to thanking, we do it directly ourselves. Adonai chafetz v'matzi koyadu t'rav yadir.